Thank you for tuning in to the Cerrito House of Worship. It is our hope and belief that God will speak to you through His Word today. He is able to do far more than you could ask or even imagine.
Father, this morning as we lay hands on one another, Father God, Your Word is true. What You have spoken is so, Father God. So we speak to each and every person, everybody that's in the house this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, You are healed. You are sanctified. You are set apart from the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. There's nothing that shall by any means hurt you. As He is, so are you in this world. In the name of Jesus, we speak it. And we give You praise, Father, in Jesus' name. If you believe it, give God a praise. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah. How many believe in healing? How many believe that you're healed? How many believe that God has already done the work? How many know that the stripes on His back paid for everything that would ail you in Jesus' name? And that's what we believe. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, the blood. Oh, thank You, Lord, for the blood. Hallelujah. Thank You, Father, for what You did for us 2,000 years ago. Hallelujah. By His stripes, you are healed. Period. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, worship team. Hallelujah. You can be seated. Praise God. Woo. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah, I'm always going to cash in on the blessings of God. Amen. Come on, man. Hallelujah. It's always, always. Come on, man. Always cash in on what God is saying to you. Hallelujah. Never let go. Amen. Hallelujah. Never let go. Hallelujah. Woo. Are you guys enjoying the season? How many you got your trees up? Put your hands up. You got your tree up. Hallelujah. If you don't have a tree up, put your hand up. Put your hands down. You don't have a tree. Come on, man. Hallelujah. We got a few holdouts. Amen. Hallelujah. How many you go out and chop your own tree? Yeah, that's funny. Oh, boy. Praise God. Woo. Thank God for Christmas. Amen. Come on. God with us. Emmanuel. Thank God for what God's doing. I love this season. I love it. I get a little excited because I can't find gifts or whatever, but I love the season of Christmas because I love what we're celebrating is the birth of our Savior, the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. Thank God. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. I'm supposed to before I forget. How Rosie, where's my wife? There is a Christmas potluck. The Women's Ministry presents a Christmas potluck December 19th, 2019, 6 p.m. at the, I think it says, the Cerrito House of Worship. Bring a gift for an exchange under $10. Also bring one of your favorite recipes. Come on, tacos. We're having taco night. Oh, wait, guys can't come in. Hallelujah. To share with all the other ladies. My wife tells me there's a sign up sheet. So praise God for that. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Gonna talk a little bit about it. Title of the sermon this morning is My Way or the Highway. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, My Way or the Highway. Come on. Hallelujah. How many of you say, Hallelujah. It's not what you think it is. Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. One day I was working at the mine and one of the supervisors told me, he says, Henry, there's a plug in a chute. I said, okay. He goes, come on, just me and you, we're going to go up there and get it unplugged. I said, okay, cool. So I head up there with my supervisor, got my tools, got my locks. We open up one of the, there's a series of belts in this mill, in the mine up here. You got what they call these kind of, the real slow moving belts. They call them fine ore feeders. They drop ore on another belt that's below them, a deck below them. It's called a collector belt. And then that collector collects all the ones that are dropping on it, and it'll carry it over and drop onto this other belt that is feeding the mills while they're running, and it's called the mill feed belt. Is that right, Dennis? Am I right in that area? Okay. Praise God. Just check with my brother-in-law, because he'll tell me afterwards, man, you lied. But anyway, one of the drop chutes on these spine or feeders. Sometimes there's four, sometimes there's three feeders that will drop onto a collector deck. I'm a collector belt. And one of them was plugged. So he said, we need to unplug this one. I said, okay, great. Let me lock it out and the one below it so that we can, so I can do that. And he said, no, you don't need to lock out that one below it. I looked down and said, say what? He goes, no, what I want you to do, just climb down. We'll lock this one. You climb down in there and knock that chunk out of there. How many of you say, yeah. I looked at him and I said, you're kidding, right? He said, I'm not kidding at all. I said, no, you're kidding. I know you're kidding. He goes, no. I said, hey, that's against all of our rules here. I can't do that. He says, well, you're going to do it. I said, well, I can't do that. He said, well, you're going to do it. And I quit saying can't. The word that came out, I said, I won't do it. I said, I know you're my supervisor. He said, it's my way or the highway, Henry. I said, I'll take the highway. I grabbed my tools and went down. My wife would get mad at me if I did that. I grabbed my tools, went down, got all the way to the change house where he stopped in his pickup. And he said, and he opens the door and he says, hey, I was only kidding. I said, no, no, you weren't. No, you weren't. You wanted me to get in there. I really feel like that maybe he had something that he was going to try to maybe get rid of me. Because sometimes, you know, folks aren't, they're not real happy to have a Christian around. How many know that? Oh, yeah. Come on. Sometimes they say, man, hey, man, I don't laugh at his jokes. I love the guy. I love him. But I don't have to partake in some of those things. Amen. But what he said to me, it's my way or the highway. And I looked at him and said, I'm sorry. So that's the title of our sermon this morning. My way or the highway? How many know God's got a highway for us to walk on? Is that right? There is a road. There is a highway that God has set. So let's get into the Word of God. And if you're taking notes, take notes, because I feel this is the message that God has asked you to been placing on my heart. And I believe that He's going to do this. He will speak to your heart in it. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for Your Word. We thank You, Lord, for Your Holy Spirit, Lord. Father, Your Word, as Jesus said, is spirit and it is life. So, Father, as I speak this morning, Father, would You just calm my heart and let the peace of God that passes all understanding just overtake me, flow through me. And, Father, let that flow fall upon Your people. Let the flow of the Holy Ghost, saints of God, let God's Spirit speak to you this morning. Allow Him clear entrance into your heart this morning. For He loves you dearly. He loves you dearly. Father, thank You. We give You all the praise and the glory and the honor. If you agree, say amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If you will, open your Bibles up to Isaiah 46, 9 and 10. Hallelujah. I probably ought to open my Bible up to Isaiah 46, 9 and 10. Glory to God. Verse 9 says, of Isaiah 46, says, remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me. How many of you found there's nobody like God? There's nobody like Jesus. How many of you know that? Nobody cares for you and loves you like Jesus. Is that right? Amen. Nobody will come to you in the middle of the night. Is that right? And speak to you in when you're feeling the worst and you're feeling down or you're feeling sick. No one will come to you like Jesus. Amen. There's none like Jesus. How many say amen to that? Praise God. Nobody like Jesus. Verse 10 says, there's nobody like me, but verse 10 says, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. This is what God is saying. He's saying, my counsel is going to stand. What I have said, that's it. It's going to happen. Is that right? I will do all my pleasure. How many know that God is taking this planet on a course? Do you know that? This planet is on a course to meet God. How many know that? Ooh, come on. Not only the righteous will meet God, but those that are sinners, they're going to meet God. The Word of God says, all souls are mine, and you will give an account, hallelujah, for your life. Whether you believe Him or not, it's going to happen. This world is on a course. It's on a highway to meet with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Jesus, the Bible says that every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Not my way. My way or the highway. Come on. That's what God said. My way or the highway. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. Mm-mm. Isn't God good? Amen. Hallelujah. He says that He says things from the ancient times that's going to happen that we haven't even seen yet. How many know that? God has already planned this all out. And you're part of that plan. Do you know that? How many believe that? How many believe that God has positioned you? You're not here just out of a whim. You're not here just because, hey, I just thought I'd go to church today. You're here because God wants you in church today. Because He's got something to say to you. He's got something that He wants to put into your heart. Something that will carry you through the week, through the holidays, through into next year, 2020. Amen? Hallelujah. He's got something for you. Glory to God. Woo, I got the Holy Ghost on me. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. I feel that. Thank you, Jesus. Aren't you glad when God shows up to church? I love it, man. Glory to God. We're going to talk about something that He talked about, that he spoke before it happened. Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1 through 5. Let's look at that. Isaiah 40, verses 1 through 5. The Word of God says, comfort ye. Comfort ye, my people, saith your God. Hey, you know, we're here to comfort one another. Amen?
Yes.
We're here to comfort each other, to be a comfort and a delight. Hallelujah. Quit fighting. Amen? Quit fighting what God's trying to do. He's trying to get you to comfort one another. Amen? Yes. Hey, man, I'm comfortable with you playing that keyboard, bro. Yes, sir. Come on. Comfort one another. Amen? Hallelujah. Be good to one another. Comfort ye, my people, saith your God. Speak comfortably to Jerusalem and cry to her that her warfare is accomplished. I like that word. You know, God hasn't called us to be in a war. Do you know that? I know. We say, you know, well, I war in... I'm in spiritual warfare this week. How many know that? How many know that? We do that a lot. But you see, there is somebody that has come into your heart, and His name is Jesus. He is a Prince of Peace. Now, is He calling you to warfare, or is He calling you to peace? One of the two. Can't be both. What is He? He's calling you to peace. That the warfare is accomplished. When did it get accomplished? When Jesus died on the cross. The warfare was accomplished. Amen. The only warfare you got now is that thing going on right here. Somebody said it's that 8-pound magnet you got on top. Pulls in everything. Hallelujah. Got a warfare against that thing, man. Got thoughts and ideas that need to be, hey, in Jesus' name, no. Shut up. How many of you ever told yourself to shut up because you're thinking the wrong direction? Come on, man. Will you shut up? Come on. Hallelujah. That's not right. How many know that? You can tell yourself, that's not right. Stop thinking that. Okay, I will. I'll quit. Hallelujah. The warfare is accomplished. Amen. Hallelujah. Commit it to Jesus. Say, Lord, you hear what I just thought? Are you willing to do that with you? Because He already knows what you thought. He said, oh yeah, I knew it. I saw it. I saw it coming. Well, commit it to Him. Those things, God will remove those things. Amen. Allow Him. Allow Him to purify your vessel. Is that okay? Can I say that to you? Allow the Holy Spirit the access into those deep caverns of your heart. Because when you allow Him access, can I tell you, you won't get hurt anymore. Because love covers a multitude of sins. Is that right? Love, love, love. Everywhere you go, you can yell at me, but I love you. Amen. Hallelujah. I like that. I think it was a young lady that was talking to. Oh gosh. The Teen Challenge guy. What's his name? Anybody know? No, the main guy, the first one. Nikki Cruz, thank you, Pastor. You're a good man. Nikki Cruz, where a lady came up to him, where he came up to a lady and he told her, see this knife, I'm gonna cut you into 300 little tiny, I don't know, he said many little pieces. I can do that. I will do that if you don't get off my corner. She was on his turf. Get off my corner. And she said, well, every one of those pieces is going to tell you that Jesus loves you. Come on, man. Hallelujah. Woo, come on. Folks, we are in an eternal kingdom. Hallelujah. Smile. Be nice. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. He says, your warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned. Is that good? Your sins are, they're gone because of what Jesus done. And then it says, for she has received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. I used to look at that wrong. The Holy Spirit said, you're looking at that wrong. He says, what I've done is an exchange. I took your sins and I put my righteousness upon you. Can I tell you, you can receive double for what you've done. You receive double, twice, 100%, 100-fold for what you've done, what you should have. You have received the greatest gift. Woo, hallelujah. Glory to God. Verse 3 says, the voice of him that cries in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Made straight in the desert a highway for our God. Amen. Every valley shall be exalted, every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. How many like that idea? Come on, man. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. If God has said it, we said, what's the song say? It is so. You have said it, and it is so. For the mouth of the Lord has said it. He said, the voice of him that cries in the wilderness. Who was that talking about? You guys remember? What's his name? John. Amen. Hallelujah. Malachi chapter 3, verse 1. Malachi. I know you guys are there already, but that's okay. The Word of God says this, behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare a way before me, and the Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come into his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, whom you delight in, behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. Who is the messenger he's talking about? His name is John. How many Johns do we have in here? One? One John, praise God. I thought I'd ask that so that when Pastor John hears it, I say, what are you doing? Where are you, man? How come you're not here? Praise God. He's talking about a messenger. He's talking about, we know him as John the Baptist, amen? You see, God declares things before they happen. Hallelujah. Malachi chapter 4, we're going to look at verse 5. It says this, behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. Who is he talking about? John the Baptist. Hallelujah. Jesus, even in one place where he was talking about John the Baptist, John had sent messengers to Jesus and asked, are you the one or should we look for another? Because is there somebody else coming? And then Jesus told John's disciples, go and tell him what you see. The lame walk, the blind they see, the deaf they hear, the dumb they talk. Praise God. Go tell him. Hallelujah. And when they left to go tell him, Jesus said, hey, what'd you guys go out to see in the wilderness? Who'd you go see? A guy that's clothed in soft clothing, because John the Baptist was not clothed in soft clothing. He had a belt on, a girdle, if you will, that was made out of hair. He didn't have a soft rag and then any robes on him. He said, "But what you go out to see? A reed shaken in the wind? A reed shaken in the wind is something that's a little bit weak." Not John the Baptist. He was a powerful voice for the kingdom of God. He was standing out there, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand." Hallelujah. And Jesus told his disciples, "If you'll listen, this is Elijah. This is he that was sent to prepare the way before me." That's what he told his disciples. Talking about John the Baptist, this was he. Hallelujah. John the Baptist. Praise God. I want to take you to Luke chapter 1. Because what God says, he's going to perform it. Amen. God will do what he says he'll do. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 1, starting at verse 5, says, "There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias of the course of Abia, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth." Amen? Elizabeth. Zachariah and Elizabeth. "And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. They had no child because that Elizabeth was barren. And they both were now well stricken in years. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. The whole multitude of the people were praying outside at the time of incense." The time of incense, I was looking at the table of incense that went into the Holy of Holies. There was three things that were inside the Holy of Holies. You guys might remember there was the candle. The candlestick was in there. There was a table that they would put bread on every morning, fresh bread. And then there was the table, the altar of incense. And the altar of incense sat right before the veil that went into the Holy of Holies. For the priest to go into the Holy of Holies, he had to go by this table of incense. The incense was about 3 feet high, and it had a top on it that was about 18 inches square, and it had a little rim around it, and it was covered with pure gold. Isn't that cool? Covered with pure gold. It had rings on it so that when they wanted to carry it, they would slide a pole through it. And through the two poles, it had on every corner had a ring, and they would slide poles through it, and they would carry it. It was a sacred place. Amen? Hallelujah. And the Bible says here that this was Zechariah's job. It was his lot to burn incense. That's what he did. He was the incense burner. Hey, can you imagine people seeing Zechariah in town in Jerusalem? Hey, there goes the incense burner right there. There goes the incense burner's wife. What's her name? I don't know. Elizabeth, I think. But that was what he did. And you know what I like about it? He was faithful in what he did. Amen? Come on. He was faithful in executing his priest office and doing what God had told him he needed to be doing. That's what I love about Zechariah. Even though the word of God says that, hey, if you will hearken to the voice of the Lord your God and do all my commandments, he says, these blessings will overtake you. Blessed shall you be in the city and in the field. And then he says, and blessed shall be your children and all and their children's children. And all these, and even though Zechariah hadn't seen that. And now him and his wife are old. And his wife was still barren. Do you think that bothered him? I would say yes. God, you've not given me a son or a daughter. You haven't given me any kids. But yet, God, I'm going to do what you have for me to do. I am going to burn incense because the incense is holy. You see, that incense is different than the incense. You see, the people were outside with the prayers. The incense is the prayers of the saints. Is that right? Is that what the Word of God says? It's the prayers of the saints. But can I tell you this also, that Jesus ever lives to make intercession for us? There is a difference in his intercession than what our intercession is. God says, just come to me, man. He says, I already know what you need. That's why he tells you. That's why the Word of God tells us that the baptism in the Holy Spirit is so important to us, because it is not man-generated. It is the Spirit praying according to the will of the Father. And some of you would still refuse to have what, like Pastor John was saying, some of you will still refuse to take what's on the table before you, what God has set before you, saying this is what's good for you, this will teach you, this will train you, this will bring you up, this will, and some of you will still refuse the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Oh, can I tell you, we're in a day where you better have something other than your prayers. Come on, man. Hallelujah. You better have something of value. You see, that labor was gold, because Jesus ever makes intercession for the saints, and he does it in a way that he prays through you. He'll pray through you if you'll allow him to, if you'll open your heart to him. Hallelujah. Ooh, come on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Shandi. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, I think it hurt him. I think he was bothered by it. My wife is barren. My wife is barren. Don't you love the story? Verse 8 says, and it came to pass while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of people were praying outside at the time of incense, that there appeared to him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled and fear fell upon him. Hey, I'm supposed to be in here by myself, man. Who are you? Come on, man. But the angel said to him, fear not, Zacharias, your prayer is heard. What prayer? See, it's obvious to me that he had been praying. Amen? It's obvious. Maybe he stopped praying by now. But see, God didn't put a time frame on your prayers. How many know that? Some of those things you've asked for are still there. Come on. He don't put a time frame on them. He says, you know what? Your prayer is heard. Your wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and you shall call his name John. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth, for he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with what? The Holy Ghost from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God. And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Oh, man, I love this. He will go in the spirit and power of Elijah. You see, I wonder how many times Zechariah would read the Word of God. When they were serving and he would run into a scripture that said, behold, a voice in the wilderness that will prepare a way before me. I wonder how many heat times he might have ran into that scripture, and all of a sudden, woo, I got something out of this. I got something out of this, but I don't know what he's talking about. I wonder how many times, because you know what, with me, I would be reading the Word of God, and I'd run into Isaiah chapter 7, where it says, go and stand at the end of the conduit, the highway of the upper pool, and say, I would read that over and I'd see it. It would hit me and it would touch me. It was, what are you talking about, God? And I'd look at it, couldn't figure it out. But he was talking about what's going on right now in this house. I never understood it. I never got it. So I wonder, is Zechariah, if I could talk to Zechariah right now and say, hey, brother, hey, man, did you, when you were reading God's word, did it begin to touch you? So I imagine he might say, oh, brother, you got no idea. I used to get all excited about this person that is going to come before Jesus and set a course before Jesus. I used to get all excited. Well, he probably wouldn't say Jesus, now would he? But I would think that he would get fired up about what God's word was saying. Little did he know that God had a plan. Right. That he had fallen into the plan, that God had a plan and a purpose for him. You see, because according to the word of God, him and his wife were faithful in all they did. And there, to him, to God, he said, there's no blemish. They are perfect in what they're doing.
Amen.
Woo, hallelujah. A priest. Hallelujah. An incense offerer. Glory to God. Well, check this out. Zechariah said to the angel, whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is well stricken in years. Have we ever heard that before? Remember Abraham and his wife? I'm an old guy, and my wife, she's beautiful, yeah, but she's old. Praise God. Hallelujah. Raise your hand if you got... No, just kidding. Ah, hallelujah. Praise God. I ain't got no... We got all you young ladies. Come on, man. And the angel answering said to him, I'm Gabriel. I stand in the presence of... Can you imagine that? Can you imagine those words? Having a messenger tell you those things? I stand in the presence of God. This is my position. I stand here. And he has sent me to give you a message. Hallelujah. I am Gabriel. To stand in the presence of God, and I'm sent to speak to you and to show you these glad tidings. And behold, thou shalt be dumb. Come on. Wow. Poor guy. And not able to speak until the day that these things shall be performed. Why? Because you believe not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season. Everybody say in their season. And the people waited for Zacharias and marveled that he tarried so long in the temple. And when he came out, he could not speak to them. And they perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple. For he beckoned to them and remained speechless. And it came to pass that as soon as the days of his ministration were accomplished, he departed to his house. And after those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived and hid herself 5 months, saying, thus has the Lord dealt with me in the days wherein he looked on me to take away my reproach among men. Can I tell you that statement right there tells me that Zechariah and Elizabeth felt bad that they had no children. We should have the blessing of the Lord. By now we should see our children's children, but we have no children. But can I tell you this? What's impossible with God is possible. What's impossible with men is possible with God. Can I tell you that? Woo, hallelujah. Can I tell you this too? Age has nothing to do with the kingdom of God. Can I say that to you? I've said it to you before, but I'm going to say it again. Age has nothing to do with this kingdom that you are in. Can I tell you, you are in an eternal kingdom. You are in an eternal kingdom. Amen? Do you believe that? How many believe that? This kingdom is eternal, and it has to be looked at by the people of God as an eternal kingdom. It will not change its time frame to be set on the earth. It has to be eternal. The word of God says the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is what? Eternal life. And it starts the minute you believe that Jesus died for your sins. You're placed on the cross. You are resurrected in his resurrection. And you are in an eternal kingdom.
Oh, yeah.
Man, you got to believe that. Come on, man.
Right.
It's the truth. God's timing is upon you. How many say amen to that?
Amen.
the course he has chosen, you're part of it. You're in it. Glory to God. I'm letting those things sit. I'm letting these words sink in, if you will. Because sometimes we just don't allow the Word of God to saturate our spirit. How many of you know that? We don't allow the Word of God to change our soul. So sometimes the things that I'm saying are, I've got to say them. I've got to say them. Because God is ushering in an eternal kingdom into the earth. And that kingdom is within you. Hallelujah. Do you understand that?
Yep.
Woo. I've got to show you a scripture. Hey guys, Can you take this to... It's going to be 1 Corinthians chapter 4. I've got to show you this scripture because, you see, I have to be faithful to God in what he tells me to do. How many of you believe that?
Yes.
I have to be faithful to God in what he tells me. Hallelujah. The Word of God says that God, the church, the Word of God says that the church is built by revelation. The revelation of what God says to you is so important to you. Hallelujah. That's why he told Peter, he says, flesh and blood didn't reveal this to you, that I am the Son of God. But my Father, which is in heaven, he revealed this to you. But I need you to look at this scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 4. And just so you understand, I'm trying to give you an understanding of where I'm positioned, and a lot of you are also positioned. Hallelujah. Chapter 4, verse 1. I'm sorry. Glory to God. Look at this. Look at this for a second. I can feel the Holy Spirit speaking this to me. It says, let a man so account of, it says us. How many say, everybody say us. Does that mean you? Yes, it does. Let a man so account of us as the ministers of who? See, you are a minister. Will you believe me? You are ministers of Christ. And it says, and stewards of the what? Mysteries. How do you get mysteries? You call Perry Mason? Mysteries are revealed by the Spirit of God. It's called revelation. Hallelujah. You see, let a man so account of us as the ministers of Christ, as stewards of the mysteries of God. You see, I have to be... Put up the next verse. It says this. I'm sorry, I'm taxing these guys in the mouth. Got to be a steward of the mystery. So whatever God reveals to me, I've got to be faithful to God to say it. He says, under the church of God, that I be steward of the mystery, and under the church of God, which is at Corinth, sanctifying Christ. 1 Corinthians 1:2. 4:2, yeah, I'm sorry. I was trying to figure that out myself. Thank you, guys. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Here's 4. Can you put them both up there? No? Maybe? Poor Terry. Hey, don't worry. Rosie will give you $100 after the church. Hallelujah. I want you to see that. You got to see this. And this is one thing with pastors, teachers, and then all of you too. When God reveals something to you, you got to be faithful. You got to be faithful to what he's revealing to you. And don't let people take it out of you. Don't let people talk you out of the things that God is showing you, because he reveals them to the body of Christ. And here it says, let a man so account of us as the ministers of Christ, as stewards of the mysteries, the things that are revealed. Moreover, it's required in stewards that a man be found what? Faithful. I've got to be faithful no matter what people say to deliver what God is telling me to deliver. I have to. I cannot stand on any place else. For me, for God to show them to me and me not to say them, can I tell you how much that is contrary to what God's trying to do? Because I speak before his kids. And then when you're out there in the streets and you've got something that God has shown you, you go ahead and tell them. Let the cards fall where they fall. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. I've got to be faithful to God as a minister of the mysteries of these things. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. I'm going to take you back. I'm sorry. I felt the Holy Spirit saying, because I've been saying that to a few folks, and somehow God is going to say, man, you need to open that to the whole ballpark. How's that? Is this a ballpark? It is. Used to be a bowling alley. It was bowled. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't even remember where I was at. Yeah, and his wife. Yeah. And verse 25 says, the Lord has dealt with me in the days wherein he looked on me to take away my reproach among men. Verse 57. Now Elizabeth's full time came that she should be delivered, and she brought forth a son. And her neighbors and her cousins heard how the Lord had showed great mercy upon her, and they rejoiced with her. And it came to pass that on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child, and they called him Zacharias after the name of his father. And his mother answered and said, not so, but he shall be called John. How many of you know nobody believes the girls? I'm kidding. Verse 61 says, and they said to her, there is none of your kindred by whom that is called by this name. And they made signs to his father how he would have him called. And he asked for a writing table and wrote, saying, his name is John. And they marveled, all of them. Elizabeth said, see? And his mouth was opened immediately, and his tongue loosed, and he spoke and praised God. And the fear came on all that dwelt round about them, and all these sayings were noised abroad throughout all the hill country of Judea. And all they heard that heard them laid them up in their hearts, saying, what manner of child shall this be? And the hand of the Lord was with him. And his father Zacharias was filled with the Holy Ghost and prophesied, saying, who was filled with the Holy Ghost?
Zachariah.
Who was filled with the Holy Ghost? I love it, man. Oh, can I tell you, promise upon promise upon promise became on Zacharias and Elizabeth. They got a kid now. Now they're all baptized. They got a whole family baptized in the Holy Ghost. Come on, man. Woo, hallelujah. Can I tell you, God's favor was, oh, Zacharias, I'm so glad you're faithful. I'm so glad that you do what I ask you to do and you keep doing it no matter what. Zacharias, I'm so glad, because look, the whole time I had a plan for you. And here it is. Come on, man. Hallelujah. 68 says, and blessed, this is Zechariah, said, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began, that the world should be saved from our enemies, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate me, to perform the mystery promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, to perform the mystery, the mercy promised. Man, I'm butchering this, am I? Woo, I'm getting excited. When I get excited, I see double, even worse. Y'all pray for me. I need God to touch my eyes. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. I believe he has. I just want to see when it happens. Come on. Hallelujah. Thank you. The oath which he swore to our father Abraham, that he would grant unto us that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. And thou, child, shall be called the prophet of the highest. His father is now prophesying to him. You are called the prophet of the highest. You shall go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways. Do you see what's coming through Isaiah? I mean, through Zechariah? Isaiah the prophet is coming through. The Father is speaking to the Son. A few weeks ago, we set a course for Ben, a baby here. And can I tell you how important it is for us to set a course for our children by the words that we speak? Hallelujah. Quit cutting them down. Quit telling them how dumb they are. Stop doing those things. Set a course for them by the words that you speak for them. Amen?
Amen.
Come on. Hallelujah. And he says to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the remission of their sins through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the dayspring from on high has visited us. To give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. Verse 80 says, and the child grew. How many know that's what kids do? Amen. They grow. They like to eat. Amen. And he waxed strong in the spirit and was in the deserts until the day of his showing to Israel. I was going to take you there, but can I tell you, there a day came where the Lord spoke to John and he said, it's time for you to reveal yourself to Israel. And that's when he went out and he started baptizing, because Jesus was getting ready. God was going to send Jesus to him so that he could be baptized. Is that cool? You see, can I just say this to you once again? God has this thing. He has already planned for it. You're on a highway. Can I say that? My way or the highway? See, I'm not talking about my ways. Let me just show you. Let me give you. Isaiah 35, verse, starting at verse 3. Let me put that up. John the Baptist said it, make straight the way. Prepare a highway. Prepare a highway. From our God. Hallelujah. Verse 3 in Isaiah 35 says this, strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. He's talking to us. Strengthen those. Speak to them. Pray for them. Say to them that are of fearful heart, be strong. Fear not. Look at your neighbor and say, be strong. Look at him. Look at him in the eye. Say, be strong. Say, look at him and say, fear not. Be afraid. Do not be afraid. Don't be scared. How many like that word? Scared. Don't be a scared. Fear not. Tell them that. Say to them that are fearful heart, be strong. I like that. I like telling my wife, be strong, huh?
Ooh, yeah.
Be strong. Sometimes she'll put out her hand so I can help her up off a chair. I said, no. Get up. That sounds mean, doesn't it? But I'm going to tell you something. Hey, man, don't get comfortable.
That's right.
Get yourself up out of that chair, girl.
Go.
Don't mean I don't love you. Amen?
It means
I'm saying be strong. Come on. Be strong, he says. Fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance. Even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. Amen?
Amen?
And the eyes of the blind shall be opened. And the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as a hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing. See, I got hope for that.
Right.
You don't get it. Anyway. For in the wilderness shall waters break out. And streams where? What have we been talking about? We've been talking about flow, haven't we? Come on, man. We're flow. Streams in the desert. And waters break out. And the parched ground shall become what? A pool. Thirsty land springs of water. In the habitation of dragons where they lay shall be grass with reeds and rushes. And then he says this. And a highway. Everybody say a highway.
Highway.
Say it again, a highway.
Highway.
And a highway shall be there. And a way. By the way. And a way. What did Jesus say his name is? I am the way, the truth, and the life. There is a highway. He says, and a way. It shall be called, listen to this, the way of holiness.
Ooh, yeah.
It's the way of holiness. Can I tell you, there's only one person that can get you on that highway. His name is Jesus. If you don't give your heart to Jesus, you can't get on that highway. Because you know what? This is what it says. There's stop signs on that highway. You know that? There's yield signs. There's red lights. No, it doesn't say that. It says, a highway shall be there, and it shall be called the way of holiness. It says, the unclean shall not pass over it. But it shall be for those wayfaring men. Those are travelers. Though fools shall not err therein. Can I tell you? This highway, when God puts you on this highway, He sends His Holy Spirit to teach you about this highway. Does that make sense? And even though you make some foolish decisions, those foolish decisions, God will help you with them, and you'll be able to see, oh, okay, I get it now. See, though fools, they shall not err. I love that. Though fools, they shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there. And here it says, but the redeemed shall walk there. Are you redeemed? How many have been redeemed? Raise your hand if you've been redeemed. Raise both hands. Say, I've been redeemed. Come on, man. Raise your hand. The redeemed shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Jerusalem, to Zion, with songs of everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Isn't that cool? You see, there is a highway. And I will tell you, you're on it. Can I tell you, it's taken you somewhere. I got one more scripture to give you before you guys throw me out. It says this, Proverbs chapter 16, verse 17. I want you to look at this. Here's the highway. The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. Is that right? See, that highway will teach you to depart from evil. Didn't that not say that even though a fool, you will not err in it? This highway is built for you. It's built to take you. See, it says, the highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He that keeps his way preserves his soul. See, I'm going to say, this highway is to take evil from you. Is that okay? You guys get that? But you see, this highway, if it's pulling things from you, this highway is also taking you somewhere. Is that cool? This highway is taking you to where it talked about joy and peace, confidence, knowing that God watches over you and He takes care of you. Amen. This highway, it's His highway. You've got a choice, my way or the highway. Come on, man. Make the choice and stay on that highway. Amen. Could you all stand? Let's pray. Hallelujah. Make the choice. Father, there might be some in here today, Father God, that have not made that choice, Lord, to get on this highway. The one that You have prepared for us, Father. The one that Jesus died to get us on. So, Father, if you would bow your heads just for a second. If there's somebody in the house that has never given your heart to the Lord, I want you to pray this prayer with me. And church, would you just help us pray? Dear Heavenly Father, thank You for Jesus. I believe that Jesus died for me. I believe that He died on a cross and went to hell. And on the third day, He rose again. And He paid for each and every one of my sins. I believe that, Father. So, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Send Your Spirit into my heart. I receive You as my Lord and Savior. And I will walk on that highway that will take me to Your good pleasure. Thank You for it. I praise You for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you prayed that prayer this morning, know that God has saved you. He sees your heart. He hears you. And He has saved you. Hallelujah. I want to pray for the rest of you. And then we're going to sing a song and then we'll go out. Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right. Father, thank you for my brothers and my sisters, Lord. The ones that have been doing this a long time. And the ones that have just received you. Father, I ask that your blessing would be upon them mightily. Father, show them who you are. Minister strength to the body of Christ. Let us touch our city for your kingdom, your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. If you agree, say amen. Amen. Thank you for coming this morning. Let's sing a song.
Thank you for joining us today. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the Word of Christ. We encourage you to keep listening and keep reading the Word of God. You can connect with us at welcometotheshow.org to learn more about our church and how you can get involved. Until next week, God bless.